Scripture reading. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 10 through 11. In a desert land he found him, in a barren and howling waste. He shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them aloft. Devotional. In this beautiful passage, God compares himself to a mother eagle who stirs up her eaglets to leave the nest in order to fly. Just as the mother eagle protects and supports her young by hovering beneath them with her wings, so God flies beneath us with his powerful wings to catch and carry us. When author and educator Parker Palmer describes the Quaker process of creating a safe space for individuals to get clearness about where God's Spirit might be leading them, he compares it to holding that person like a small bird in the palm of our hands. He notes, however, that there are great temptations for us as listeners. I suggest we are to hold the soul of the focused person as if we were holding a small bird in the palm of our two hands. As we do so, we are likely to experience the temptations, and it is important that we resist all of them. After a while, our hands may start to close around the bird, wanting to take this creature apart and find out what makes it tick. Resist this temptation. As the time goes by, our arms might begin to tire, and we may find ourselves tempted to lay the bird down. Attention flags, the mind wanders. We must resist this temptation too. A bird is light, and a soul is even lighter. Toward the end of the process, we may find our cupped hands making a subtle but persistent upward motion, encouraging the bird to fly. Aren't you ready to take off, to act on what you now know? Resist this temptation too. This bird will fly when it is ready, and we cannot possibly know when that will be. When listening, we often feel a great temptation to rush God's process or manipulate outcomes. We need to remember that it is God, not us, who is responsible for nudging his children out of the nest. The timing is up to him. Our role is to love, to listen, and to cooperate with what his Spirit is doing in the life of the person we are listening to. Question to consider. As you anticipate spending time with someone today, what difference might it make in your ability to listen well if you could imagine holding that person like a small bird in the palm of your hands? Prayer. Father, thank you that you are a God who always listens to me. Help me to trust you as I listen to others, holding them gently, not rushing to fix them, save them, or hurry them along their journey with you. Help me to trust your timetable and your work in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.